The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And we never give up. You know, it's all about never giving in and having the heart of a champion.
Yes, it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, off today. Oh, my goodness. Scott Cuddy. The Scott Cuddy with us today. And it only as it should be, as the NBA Finals kick off. I want the best of the best with me at my side, or maybe not, maybe 3,000 miles away. As we set the table for this, it's obviously all about NBA basketball, all the various different ways we can dissect the game yesterday, which there was not much dissection. Dissection came from the Golden State Warriors against the Cleveland Cavaliers in their 113-91 victory. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about other NBA news as well. We'll talk about the fact all need not panic in Cleveland. I mean, look, Golden State got it right for a game, but it's a seven-game series, folks. And, they were all out and forth today. It's a sweep. It's a massacre. And, hey, it may turn out that way. But in reality, seven-game series are that for a reason. Seven-game series. These are the defending champion Cleveland Cavaliers. And as we talked about leading up to this series, the lack of respect for Cleveland and their ability to defend against Golden State. Now, you know, hey, look, it may come to fruition. I may be eating my healthy dose of crow. I actually have frozen crow in my freezer because I keep it on reserve just in case, because I've had to eat it so many times. But look, the reality is that this is a big-time Golden State team put together for a reason, and the reason was to win a championship. You know, Kevin Durant walked away from Oklahoma City to win a championship. They paid him a bunch of money to win a championship, and maybe they win said championship. Maybe they don't. You know, I mean, let's think back to that 70-plus win team last year and how that ended up just being a footnote in history. They have the best record in the history of the NBA. They also didn't win a ring. We talked about it yesterday with the fact that Draymond Green really did that team in, because they were going to win last year. And who knows how history may have changed from that point on. Maybe Kevin Durant doesn't get the opportunity to join Golden State. He may have opted out and gone somewhere else anyway. But maybe if Draymond Green doesn't screw up, and maybe if Draymond Green had kept himself and his temper and emotion in check, they win that championship. Golden State doesn't feel the need to pay that money to Kevin Durant. And we're having an entirely different conversation here. Because don't forget, one of the things that's going to have to happen, no matter how this series plays out, is that dollar and cents, they're going to have to make some adjustments, and people are going to have to take less money in Golden State in order to keep this core unit together. But I digress a little bit. Let's go to the game from last night. And look, it, like I said, 113-91 in a game that it was pretty hard driven in the first half. You could see with the 8-point lead at halftime that Golden State was starting to pull away. They came out and fuego in the third quarter with a 33-20 third quarter matchup over the Cavaliers. And from then on, it was coast time. It really was, you know, it was garbage deluxe. But in that first half, when they came out, it was hammer and tong. The emotion was there. As I talked about yesterday, what exactly I thought was going to happen happened. Two teams that had been sitting around for a while. The intensity was there. The effort was there. Everything they wanted to do was there, but the shots weren't falling. And part of that was defense, not a big part, but part of it was defense on the part of Golden State. But most of it was just two teams that have used to playing every other day had been sitting around for the better part of a week, longer for the Warriors. And they couldn't throw the ball in the ocean. And, you know, I saw a lot of people pointing fingers at the bench. I saw a lot of people pointing fingers at, you know, well, Cleveland's just not as good. They may not be as good. But basically yesterday, Golden State pitched a perfect game. to use a baseball analogy. They threw a perfect game. They had four turnovers in the game. Four. Part of that was not great defense on the part of the Cavaliers. Part of that was executing the game plan to perfection on the part of the Golden State Warriors. So much pick and roll. I swear to you, if I was Zaza Pachulia, who scored 8 points in the game yesterday, I could have scored 20. They gave the ball to him off the pick and roll so many times. He was scared to shoot it. He kept passing out from it. He had one major clank in the first quarter. But, I mean, there was nobody there. And as we've talked about the construction of this team being the Cleveland Cavaliers, they do not have a rim protector. And here's Golden State that does not have a legitimate, hardcore, I'm going to eat you up for the 35 points and 15 rebounds big man. That, quite frankly, if they did, they could have had a Wilt performance there of 50 points coming out of the center position, because that's how unguarded the rim was for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And everybody got involved. Everybody got involved for Golden State. You know, Draymond, he just missed a triple-double, only had 9 points. He couldn't shoot. He didn't shoot particularly well. He was 3 of 12, but he had 10 boards, you know, 11 boards, excuse me, 10 defensively. Gave out a couple of assists. You know, managed to keep his temper in check when it looked like early in the first quarter he was going to get into a little bit of a you-know-what match with the big man on Cleveland, but he managed to contain himself. And Durant was a guy that I meant to say missed his triple-double. You know, with 8 rebounds, 8 assists, and 38 points. And you talk about getting it done. Nobody comes into this series with more pressure on him than Kevin Durant. Not even Steph Curry, who didn't perform particularly well in the playoffs last year. And he had reasons. I mean, that leg was not in good shape last year. But you've heard the whispers a little bit, the whispers that they dump on LeBron, idiotically, that when the big moment comes around, he's not prepped to give you that big moment. And that's just flat out not true. You know, people forget that from last year. Steph was all levels of banged up. And he still gutted it out, and they damn near got the championship. Well, this time around, he's got another running mate in Kevin Durant, who, as I said, going into this basketball game, had huge pressure on him. This was why they paid the money. Didn't matter. Golden State wasn't going to get knocked off before they got to the finals. There were only a couple of teams that had a remote chance of doing that. And he had the ability to shake the monkey, because when you sign for the kind of money he did and you leave the wake of people who now hate him around the NBA for going for the financial aspect of it in your dust, you have to show up and give you the big game. Well, 14 of 26 shooting, 7 of 8 from the free throw line, 3 of 6 from 3 points, a plus 16 when he was on the basketball court for 38 huge points in leading his team to this victory. In front of the home crowd, by the way. And look, he's still going to catch a little flack when he goes to Cleveland. Every time he touches the ball in Cleveland, they're going to be booing him. So, you know, keep it in mind. Let's see how he plays when we're on the road. Like I said, 7 big games. We'll pick it up with that right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. He's Kevin Durant. We'll be talking about him on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto off today. The great Scott Cuddy out on the West Coast, which makes my day. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And we're talking about Golden State Warriors, Kevin Durant specifically, and you know, look, this is a scenario where he was brought in specifically for this reason to step up on the big stage. And there has been speculation throughout the years when he was at OKC. And there was, I want to say a tug of war, but in many ways it was between he and Russell Westbrook as to who was going to be the lead dog. And when Scottie Brooks was there, he made it very clear that he wanted Kevin Durant to lead and he wanted Russell Westbrook to be that distributor, making sure it got in the right place. He was still going to be able to score his points because Russell Westbrook was never told not to shoot. But the reality is that they wanted Kevin Durant to be the lead dog, and he is an elite scorer, and he is a unique player. You know, up here in New York, they talk about Porzingis being the unicorn. The real unicorn is Kevin Durant. I mean, here's a guy that is a legit 6'10", 6'11", playing a small forward position, has arms that just stretch for days. You know, he looks like one of the Fantastic Four. Can shoot from the outside, can play on the inside, can block shots on the inside, distributes. He does everything. He is a top five basketball player in this league, which people lose sight of every once in a while. You know, I mean, just to be completely honest about it, starting a basketball team, even though Steph Curry has two MVPs, assuming that some of the other guys I would pick and it came down to a choice of Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, I would pick Kevin Durant. And I wouldn't even blink about it. As terrific a shooter and player as Steph is, I want Kevin Durant on my basketball team. And so does Golden State. And again, I talked about that pressure coming in. And he's going to face a different type of adversity when they hit the road. But here's the reality. Road is one thing. You're expecting hostility on the road. Everything that's gone on with Golden State in all the series that they have played leading up to the finals and not losing a single basketball game leading up to the finals, and we'll get to that mission statement in just a minute here. But all the games that they have played leading up to this series, that was a given for the Golden State fans. They would have taken a loss. Say, you're fine. You lost a game. That would have been okay, you know, especially against San Antonio. Yeah, you lose a game to Pop, that's okay. You even lose two games to Pop. We sweat a little bit at that point, but that would have been okay. The pressure on this basketball team, the demands from their fans, the expectations of the city, the expectations from ownership, is for Golden State to win this trophy, get this ring, and for Kevin Durant to prove that he's worth all the money that they're paying him, because everything he did during the course of the regular season has zero meaning right now. Zip, nada, bupkis. Everything he did in the playoffs leading up to this moment, zip, nada, bupkis. His season started yesterday. Period. And he now leads the NBA in scoring with a 38-point-per-game average. Hello. And he's second in assists. No joke. You know, no tongue-in-cheek here. Because the money that they paid him and the exact reason they brought him in was to do all of the above. All of it. And anything short of that will be deemed complete and utter failure. Doesn't matter. You know, they don't have to sweep. And they may. They don't have to, but they may. They can't lose. They can't lose this series. Because if they lose it, it will be Kevin Durant's fault. Right? It doesn't matter how he plays. It will be his fault. They will find a reason to make it his fault. They will say he disrupted the chemistry. They will say he didn't perform up to expectations. Let's say he has a bad game if it comes down to a deciding game. Let's say that, you know, somebody gets hurt on Golden State, and they're unable to perform for the rest of the series, and they have to put it on Durant's shoulders, and he comes up short. It will be his fault. Everything will be his fault. Because that's the nature of sport fans. But it's also the nature of finances here in today's athletic world. When you come in as a mercenary, when you come in as a Hessian, which he did, that's the expectation. No excuses. We don't care. Got a hamstring? That's your problem. You know, your knees are sore. Tough tootie. Yeah. Mom died. You know, guess what? Sorry. Yeah. We saw what happened to Isaiah Thomas. Yeah. Everybody was sympathetic. What happened to Kevin Durant? I guarantee you to be. Yeah, okay, go take care of business. Come back. Win the basketball game. I know it sounds cold, but that's the reality. Ain't nobody rooting against the Warriors harder than the entire city of Oklahoma City. They would like to import fans to Cleveland to boo him. To make sure that, you know, he's off his game. But for yesterday, he was not off his game. And look, I'm a big Durant fan. I love his game. I loved him when he was playing at Texas. I was hoping he'd go to Oklahoma State, but they weren't able to get him. And just coming into the league, you just knew the kind of ball player he was going to be, at least if you know anything about basketball. I did find it hilarious. It's just hard to believe he's in the league. I think it's 7 years now. Man. No, 10 years now. I found it hard to believe that people coming in, because when they put the NBA players through the combine, he was one of the weakest weightlifters at the combine. He was, I don't know, they tried to have him bench, I don't know, 125 pounds or something like that. He couldn't lift it once. And the so-called experts were looking around going, Rutrow, he can't lift. Yeah, but he can sure as hell jump. And he can sure as hell shoot. And, oh, by the way, he can rebound, too. And, oh, whoa, he just hit you in the head with the basketball because you weren't looking when he was trying to throw the no-look pass at you. Yeah, well, let's be real. Yeah, you just play him a little bit of basketball. But, you know, you look at it, and that's all that matters at this point in time. And I don't see on the other side where they have an answer for him. And that was the problem. You know, Ty Lue, he's, man, where do you go? You know, where do you go to get that relief? He tried everybody. He tried Deron Williams on him. He tried Shumpert on him in his 17 minutes. You know, RJ, obviously. And look, I mean, Richard Jefferson's older than Scotty. And, you know, he had his 15 minutes and 9 points, and he played as well as could be expected. He's not as old as me, but he's old as Scotty. And, you know, but there just wasn't anything there. Kyle Korver sucked, you know, the great Kyle Korver. And there were no answers for Cleveland. And again, one game. You know, and to take it from their side of the ledger, what else could LeBron do? He was 9 of 20 in his 40 minutes. 2 of 6 from 3. 8 of 12 with his free throws. 15 boards overall. 12 defensive. For 28 points. Kyrie chipped in with 24. You know, Kevin Love had 15 points. And all right, you would have liked to have seen him score a little more. Hell, he had 21 boards. You know, it was what went on around them that did not work. You know, Tristan Thompson, you think they would have liked to have seen a little Timothy Mozgov here? 0-3 in his 22 minutes, 4 boards, a complete non-factor. And as I said, Zaza Pachulia, he didn't even want to shoot. And Tristan Thompson was in over his head. You know, J.R. Smith, 28 minutes, 3 points. He had a really bad game. They looked lost out there at times. They really did. They had no answer for the pick and roll the entire game. None. And, you know, if you're scared as a Cleveland fan, that's what you should be scared about. What happened on defense was reminiscent of what happened on defense with Cleveland at the end of the year, when they were not playing good basketball, when things were not going how they wanted. That was the problem. No perimeter defense. They were getting blown past on the edge and getting uncontested layups. Well, that's what you saw last night, wasn't it? We'll pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. Don't go anywhere.
Looking to break breakaway this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561. Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Green finds Curry. Open three. Puts it in. Curry, another three. Got it.
Boosler for 10, and Curry. Oh, my goodness.
From about 5 feet beyond the arc, Bogut with the block. Green back to Curry. Bang. Curry again. Back out Curry. Curry for three. It's good.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like we got a purpose.
Yeah, we do. We got a purpose here. Dissecting a little basketball here and giving you the 411 on the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe's off today, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529, at BobBlack71, if you were so inclined, on Twitter. And you know, look, it's one game. You know, relax. It's one game. It's okay. It's a little scary if you're a Cleveland fan. But you know, again, you guys are the champions. You have the rings. So we'll see how it plays out. As I said, no defense being played by the Cavaliers, and that's what should frighten you if you're worried about the four-game sweep, if you're worried about your team not being able to respond off this pretty easy victory. And again, not too much to dissect in the actual game itself, which is why I've gone in different directions here. But the reality is it started out a tight, very tightly wound game. Fans were into it. They were just off the hook crazy. The referees, I thought, handled the game really, really well because early on, it was extremely physical. They got it under control before anything toward could happen. Draymond had four fouls yesterday, but you know, didn't put himself in position where he's going to get himself taken out of the game. But two of those fouls came right away in the first quarter, and it was the message from the referees to everybody. Calm your ass down. And they did. And from, you know, I want to say back into the first quarter going forward, they just started playing basketball. And that was good. And like I said, well done by the refs. Because it could have gone the other way. There's a lot of motion. Yeah, you know, let's be honest about it. Flat out. They don't. Yeah, there's no love lost between these two teams. So, you know, it could have easily gone in that direction. So, you know, they did a good job of that. And, you know, as far as the overall game itself, once it got into the second half, and I was sitting here in my living room and I'm checking it out, knocking back a beer, and a West Coast beer at that, Anchor, good stuff. You know, I'm watching it, I was like, uh-oh, here we go. And there was really no answer. And like I said, I hearkened back to what happened to Cleveland at the end of the season, which I actually thought, and like I said, I have a little frozen crow in the freezer, and I had to eat a little because I was not quite sure if they were going to make it out of the Eastern Conference. And I'll never know the answer to that. I mean, they did. I know the answer to that. They made it out of the Eastern Conference, but I'll never know the answer to how my scenario had played out in its head because of the fact that Chicago, they were going to beat Boston. There was absolutely no doubt in my mind they were going to take out Boston until Rajon Rondo got hurt. And then who knows, depending on whatever matchups ended up going down and you know who Cleveland would have ended up facing other than the Celtics. But that is revisionist history that we could never change, although I would like to. But, what you saw at the end of the year on how the Cavaliers were playing and the lack of defense and everything else that was going along with that, it was extremely worrisome. And that's the aspect of it that if you're a Cleveland fan, you have to be going, uh-oh. There's no margin for error, none, against this great Golden State team. Game one, how do I say it's just you just write it off. It's like the bullpen in baseball that gets lit up on one of those games where your catcher ends up throwing some innings because you went through everybody. You know, if they could have gotten the ball boy off the bench with Cleveland yesterday, they'd have been better off putting him in. And, you know, from that aspect, Cleveland fans, take a breath. Take a breath. But what should worry you, and I'm watching the beginning of this game, and it kept going throughout the entire game, but I'm looking at this going, what did Ty Lue and the Cavaliers think Golden State was going to come out and do? You know, like I said, shooting at the beginning, little off the mark. Well, a lot off the mark, but a little off the mark. Nobody could really throw the ball. So, intelligently, they started trying to go inside. And they were giving the ball to Zha Zha, who immediately passed it out, even though he was standing literally next to the basket with his large 7-foot ass and not be willing to put it up against the glass or dunk it, if he can dunk. And I thought to myself, uh-oh. Once they have a timeout here, and they say to Zha Zha, shoot the ball, please, because it's going to open up everything else. I said, this could end up being really ugly. And in the end, it did end up being really ugly. But I'm watching that first quarter, and I'm watching Tristan Thompson not move. Not move his feet. Not rotate. And to be fair, sometimes they had him on other players. But I'm watching and I'm saying, good Lord. If Brook Lopez was in there, or Boogie Cousins was in there, or JaVale McGee was in there, they'd have a field day because nothing was being done. And, you know, that was the other aspect of it. Once Golden State figured it out that there was no defense being played on the inside, it became a field day. We'll pass the ball inside. Nobody's going to collapse. So if we can go one-on-one on the inside, we'll take our chances. Kevin Durant had so many dunks in this basketball game that I actually lost count. At one point, you know, and I gave up the first couple just on the, you know, I couldn't remember. But I was thinking to myself, all right, let me try to keep track of how many dunks Kevin Durant has. And I'm watching this, and it just kept coming and coming and coming. And I was like, are you kidding? Is anybody going to deal with this guy? And nobody did. I mean, it was crazy. It was literally a highlight reel. And if that continues in this series, boy, oh boy, then we're talking about a massacre. So I don't know how it's going to play out. I don't know how it's going to play out as far as just, you know, what direction they could do defensively. But if, for whatever reason, they don't make any kind of adjustments, then maybe we're looking at the kind of blowout that I'm talking about here. I don't anticipate that. I mean, look, LeBron's teams are just too good, and he's just too great to let that happen. You know, it all got addressed in the post-game stuff. You know, they asked LeBron what the biggest difference was from last year. He said, KD, of course. But like I said, he'll also be the biggest difference if Cleveland wins some basketball games in this series. It will be because Kevin Durant didn't perform up to expectations. And as I said at the very beginning of the show. And he takes pressure off everybody else. You know, it's funny. If you remember back to the beginning of the season, all they were talking about was who's going to be the lead dog at Golden State. You know, will Steph be willing to step back and subjugate his game a little bit? You know, you could see how this plays out in an ideal world now. If Kevin Durant, Steph will make sure with his 11 assists, and he did distribute the ball well yesterday, that Kevin Durant's getting the ball in the right spot. If Kevin Durant performs well, or Cleveland has no answer for him, even if he's not performing particularly well, this will be a short and sweet series. If Kevin Durant has an off shooting night, Cleveland will win a basketball game or two. And I did pick the Warriors in six. And everybody will talk about how Golden State got their victory. And, you know, they're in a no-win situation here. And what I mean by that is they'll win the championship. I mean, you know, I picked them to win the championship. Everybody picked them to win the championship. But if they win the championship, and I assume that they will, it's going to be, well, they should have won the championship because you added Kevin Durant to an already great team that had won 73 games. And it'll end up being one of those scenarios where they don't get the credit that they're due because of the old Yankee syndrome. Best team money could buy. And if for some reason they lose, oh my God, please. Oh. The legacies are tarnished. They're not great players. They can't win big. You know, all the stuff that will come out. So, you know, going forward in this, Durant plays well. He takes the collar out from around his neck, loosens it up. Golden State had literally the perfect game. And ultimately, that's what it comes down to for them. Cleveland, it's one game. They know. They're not panicking in that locker room. They may know they're up against it. They may think that, hey, these guys are just a hell of a damn good basketball team, and we're going to have a hard time winning this series. We're not as good. And they are not as good. But they still have the best player on the planet. I want to throw a little sidebar in here. And we'll finish up this segment with this. And we will also get to this on the other, you know, short segment going forward. Klay Thompson, who I love as a basketball player, and he loves me too. 36 minutes, 3 of 16 shooting for 6 points. He's been invisible in the playoffs. And they're talking about, they're already talking about as if it's a given that Kevin Durant will adjust his money so everybody can stay and they can keep this super team together going forward. In the words of the great Lee Corso, not so fast, my friends. And I'll tell you why on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
That's true. But there might be a problem at Golden State. And again, let's not, you know, put the cart before the horse here, but I'm going to do it anyway. And, give them the championship because it's, we're not done yet. Maybe, but we're not. You know, look, it's all well and good to want to keep a super team together and, you know, all this stuff. And I heard somebody analyzing it yesterday. I forget who it was, to be completely honest. But it was on NBA.com, and they were saying, well, you know, the strength of this team here is the aspect of if somebody has a bad game for Golden State, that the other guy can pick up the slack and it's really not going to matter. And which is true. You know, yesterday it was Steph and it was Kevin Durant. Green served his purpose, what he was doing, but he didn't have to score. Klay Thompson's the wild card here. They're going to need him to perform. And thus far in the playoffs, he hasn't. He's had a couple of okay games. But for the most part, he's been invisible. And I don't care who you are, who you play for, what your role is. All these players have egos. And it's all well and good for Kevin Durant to come into the locker room. And he's a nice guy and all accounts a good teammate. But I'm sure that Klay Thompson is not happy that he's now the third, sometimes fourth option on this basketball team. And they could talk all they want about keeping the team together. But in reality, when it comes down to it, Klay Thompson might want to go someplace else where he could be the man. Or worse, the number two man. The Robin. We'll see. That's it for this hour. We're going to come back with more fun and frivolity right after the news. Don't go anywhere. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Not only does this deal subject our citizens to harsh economic restrictions, it fails to live up to our environmental ideals.
President Trump, speaking in the Rose Garden yesterday, announcing that he is pulling America out of the Paris Climate Accord, getting some blowback from corporate CEOs now for that, as well as from Pittsburgh's mayor. Bill Peduto not happy his city was mentioned twice in Trump's remarks.
Pittsburgh is basically the best example of a city that you could use to talk about what the Paris Agreement had the potential to do and will have the potential to do.
Many local officials and companies saying they'll be conducting themselves as if the nation was still part of the Paris Accord. Investigators still trying to figure out what caused an explosion at an ethanol plant in Wisconsin the night before last, leaving two people dead. A third is still missing. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesale color of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to PRE-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
The government minutes ago releasing its jobs report for May. The nation's unemployment rate drops to 4.3%, lowest in 16 years, but job creation coming in slightly below expectations at 138,000 new jobs. Analysts had predicted about 182,000 new positions were added. The Atlantic hurricane season's begun. Terry Moore has details.
Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly is urging people in coastal regions and beyond to get ready.
Hurricanes are not only one of nature's most destructive forces, but it's a big killer as well. High winds, heavy rain, tornadoes, flooding can all be part of a hurricane's devastation.
Kelly toured the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
It only takes one hurricane to change a life forever. A once-in-a-lifetime storm can happen at any time. We can't stop hurricanes, but we can prepare for them.
Kelly praised advanced planning by FEMA and said things are in good shape.
USA Radio News.
Make it a point to shop Kohl's this weekend and take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, Yes to You Rewards members earn triple points. Not a Kohl's Yes to You Rewards member? Enroll today and start earning. Now through Sunday, members get a $5 reward for every $35 spent. Earn three times faster. More points, bigger reward. Visit Kohl's.com/rewards to sign up. Kohl's. Offer valid June 1st through 4th. Some exclusions apply. For program details, terms, or to enroll, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
The USS Nimitz is now heading for the Western Pacific, as Navy officials are not saying if that aircraft carrier will be cruising the waters off North Korea amid the escalating tensions. The Navy says the Nimitz will lead a strike group, though, which includes an air wing of fighter jets and four guided missile destroyers that are on a six-month deployment. SpaceX had to scrub yesterday's launch that would have reused a Dragon spacecraft for the first time. That mission to resupply the International Space Station was called off and rescheduled for Saturday because of lightning near the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Meanwhile, the successor to the Hubble telescope has arrived in Houston for testing. Lisa Carter has more.
NASA says the James Webb telescope will spend 100 days in a massive chamber simulating 1 million miles in space. The Webb program director tells the Houston Chronicle when it hits space, the new telescope will probe the deepest, oldest mysteries of the universe. It may also peer into the atmospheres of planets in other solar systems looking for signs of life. The $8.8 billion Webb telescope is set to be launched into space in 2018.
And a new study finds middle-aged adults who go to church, synagogues, mosques, or other places of worship reduce their mortality risk by 55%, as in they live longer. The researchers at Vanderbilt University say they also discovered that going to church services regularly make you less stressed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
Rebound taken by Iguodala. Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James!
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, we're back. We're hour two of the attack. Bob Black and Senator Roberto off today. Joe Spano off today. I'm joined by the great Scott Cuddy out on the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. So we telephone number of the attack. And, you know, look, we got us a little NBA finals going on. We got other stuff in the world of basketball that we're going to cover as well. Because the commish, Adam Silver. It's amazing how every time a commissioner of any major sport goes on a network, they always call him the commish. Unable to put complete sentences together because they're awestruck by the power and responsibility of the office. Maybe not so much. You know, look, in today's day and age, you know what it's about. It's about radio on the go. It's platforms, it's devices, it's iHeart, it's TuneIn, it's Stitcher. It's, you know, frankly, you're probably listening to me on a device, tablet, maybe you're sitting at your desk, got a little old school PC going. Maybe you don't have a little old school PC going. Maybe you got a little new school laptop going, or you're even on your phone or on your watch, lifting a little weights, maybe on the elliptical, got you some Spano and Black tuned in. Well, as well you should. And all the programming here on the network. Look, we got great stuff here, man. Whether it's Tittle, whether it's the Hefe, Wrestling Observer, The Crazy Man Overnight, Jerry Burke. It's all there for you. All you got to do is click. Literally, click. And you're there. And, you know, in today's day and age, that's what it's all about. Most important for us is the American Forces Radio Network. We go down to Army, Navy every year now, and we're going to keep going. And quite honestly, when you see those kids, when you see the parents, and you see how proud they are of the service that they perform for this country, man, it makes my chest pump up with pride. And it gives me the ability to talk to you about the things that I want to talk about. We're going to pick it up and set the table on the other side. Let's tap on the brakes for a timeout. We'll be right back right after this short, short, brief message.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems.
Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey! Hey! Are you going to pay for that?
Talk to the hand.
Yes. Fair enough. Well, you know, if you're a fan of basketball, you look at it, you got the two best teams, super teams, blah, 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 blah. We'll see how it plays out. Okay. Ty Lue, LeBron, they're saying the right things. I don't know what's going on in the locker room. Maybe they believe it. Maybe they don't. But you got to have a little faith. They got to play some defense. Defense is better than faith. At least in my NBA. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out. You know, they're trying to say the right things, do the right things. And, you know, Ty Lue, and I was back and forth on his comment that I read after the game. Because sometimes I get to watch the post-game press conferences. Last night I was tired after the game. I went right to bed to get up and do this mess. And Ty Lue said, they're the best I've ever seen. They said there was a little sarcasm in it. I didn't hear it. And Ty Lue said, I mean, no other team's done this, right? They're 13-0, break records every year, 73-9 last year. So they're playing good basketball. But then he said, and keeping it real, we could play better basketball. And that's where the fairness of the conversation comes into play. Because they committed 20 turnovers last night. You know, and ESPN has to throw the stat in there. The widest differential between two teams, this time it's actually relevant. 16 turnover difference. That mattered. It mattered. Much better ball game if the turnovers weren't there for Cleveland. They sucked from the field. 34.9%, 35%, and 39 second-half points. You can't play much worse than that. That's not a finals performance. You know. And James was realistic about it. You know, these guys, and like I said at the beginning, when you're disrespecting a championship defending team as much as Cleveland has been disrespected, they get tired of hearing it. And I kind of thought yesterday they were going to come out with that edge about them and make this a nail biter. And regardless of who won, let Golden State know that, and their fans know, that they were in this for the duration. And it didn't play out that way. That scares me a little from the Cleveland perspective. But, you know, James is realistic. Personally, I have no rooting interest. I'm not from Cleveland. I'm from New York. I wish he played for us. But he was very honest in his assessment, and he said the difference was KD. And it was the difference from last year as well. And he's 100% right. They have to figure out how to combat this version of the Warriors and do it. And it's an uphill task, you know, and they're throwing the stats at it. God, I hate statistics sometimes. It dropped James's career finals record to 1-7 in game one. Who bleeping cares? How many rings does he have? So I guess those game sevens and sixes are significantly more important. So, you know, look, all is not lost. All is not lost, even if they lose game two. You know, then they'll have the odds on, you know, how's it going to, you know, how's it going to play out? You know, now statistically, it's going to be this, it's going to be that. You know, come on. Give me a break. So, it'll relax. Hey, if it ends up being a four-game sweep, they'll get the credit they're due. But don't count on it. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Now, you know, one of the other sidebar stories in this is Steve Kerr. And, you know, here we are. You know, we always talk about injuries and hamstrings and shoulders and everything else. And, you know, will this player be ruled out for game two? Warriors are not ruling out Steve Kerr for game two. So, you know, it is the coach. I'm already hearing people, well, anybody could coach this basketball team and will them to a championship. Not true. You know, they're assembled for a reason. This team is put together for a reason. You know, it's just take it easy. Just take it easy. You know, it's if he comes back, great. If he doesn't come back, that's fine too. Yeah, they'll get through it one way. Now, you know, Adam Silver, every time they start the finals, there's a state of the state address, as it were, state of the team address, state of the league address, whatever it is. And Adam Silver was talking about it yesterday. It came up. There were a couple of things that have come into play that they do need to address. And this falls on Popovich. Popovich started the trend of resting players. And all the other teams have followed suit, except the losing teams. Well, even the losing teams do it too. They rest their stars so they can tank. But Adam Silver, and he's recognizing it, and it is a problem. If you pay for a very expensive NBA ticket, and you go to the arena expecting to see Tim Duncan and Manu and Tony Parker, you know, last year, and instead you end up with Patty Mills, LaMarcus Aldridge, and, I don't know, name the other player, you're not going to be happy. Same if you go to Cleveland and LeBron and Kyrie and Kevin are sitting and you're getting your Adose Imam and the rest of the crew in Cleveland. Good basketball players. I'd get an autograph. You know, I don't buy jerseys, so I wouldn't take it in that direction, but I'd still be, you know, ticked off. They're expensive tickets, man. I don't care where you're going. So what they're hoping to do, and this is the double-edged sword here, is they're hoping that the arenas, the people who own the arenas, and usually it's the owners of the teams, but not always, can free up more dates over the course of the NBA season where the back-to-backs don't have to be played as much. Well, in theory, all well and good. But the arenas themselves have to make money. And, you know, and again, and it was a perfect example of it yesterday, and I'll credit the ESPN article. You know, while he's talking from a batting cage at the Oakland Coliseum, a banner was draped on the side of the Oracle Arena next door advertising an upcoming Green Day concert. And that's the problem. Look, these arenas have to make money. You know, these are, you know, I'm fond of saying when I used to work in the restaurants, you know, to flip on the switch cost $1,000. You know, to flip on the switch in an arena cost $500,000 or $250,000. They got to make that money back. You know, utilities, security, insurance, venues, all of that stuff. You know, hot dog stands. Oh, you know, just to get it started costs money. Just to flip the switch. So it's going to be an uphill battle. And I think it's all well and good that they're going to try to make it work. But honestly, I think at least for a year, you're going to see more of the resting leg syndrome or resting star syndrome in the NBA. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
Shaking up things here. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Scott Cuddy on the West Coast.
Yeah.
1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. We missed a little bogey stuff, although we'll be doing Tampico after the next break, and we'll have some fun with that. But, you know, look, it's basketball time, basketball primary stage. After this, it'll be, yeah. It'll be baseball and all the other stories of the summer as we inch our way towards football. But Adam Silver he's got a very healthy league right now, and there are very few issues. And, you know, look, one of them is rest. You got to keep these guys healthy. It's a long season. There's the demands, particularly on the stars of USA basketball. And you have to worry about turning off the fans at home. Now, the game is at the zenith of its popularity right now, and rightfully so. It's a good, damn good sport to watch. It really is. You know, baseball is always baseball. It's always going to be there. Football is dealing with its own issues. You know, we've talked about how the sport may not resemble what it is right now, 10 years from now, maybe 20 years from now, whatever the circumstances are, as a couple of generations of soccer moms get involved and keep their kids from playing the sport. But basketball is global. Basketball is universally popular. They cleaned up the drug problem in the league, you know, from years ago. You know, they have their issues, just like any other league, any other sport, society. But there are some things that the league needs to deal with as they try to push forward into a complete global entity. And one of the things, if you're going to spotlight your premier league, which is the National Basketball Association, you have to make sure that your stars play and your stars are seen. And, you know, one of the things that's been out there is, well, let's shorten the regular season or let's shorten the playoffs. Let's make the playoffs 2 out of 3 to start out with, blah, blah, blah. No, 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 that ain't it. And it's not going to happen. Just dollar and cents wise, it's not going to happen. You can't do it financially. It's just going to have to be cooperation of the arenas with the league, scheduling, and just make sure that these guys get rest. And also facing the reality that, you know, careers are not going to be as long, except in the rarest of occasions, because of the fact that these guys' bodies are going to break down, and that's the price you pay. If they're making tens of millions of dollars in their career. The bench guy in the NBA is a millionaire. Guy furthest down on the bench, his net worth is over $1 million. But fans want to see stars. And really, the only way that they can get this done is by a combination of the arenas cooperating and the coaches. And this is where it gets a little funky. Cooperating with the league and not resting all their premier guys in one game. And that's where it gets a little bit of tricky. You know, in the article, it talks about how the DNP rest designation on a box score has been added over the last 3 years. But if you're going in and you're paying your money and LeBron's sitting, but Kyrie and Kevin Love are playing, you know, as a person who's paying, would you rather see LeBron? Of course. But you could still enjoy the experience with two big stars playing. But if LeBron, Kyrie, and Kevin Love are all sitting, you're not going to walk out of that arena happy. And I don't care if they win or lose, because that's not what you went. Well, it is what you went there for, to see a win or loss. But you went to see your guys. And one of the reporters raised a question. Well, look, these two teams are healthy. Well, these two teams weren't healthy because they didn't get rest last year. These two teams weren't healthy because they ran into physical ailments. Steph had his injury during the early part of the playoffs. You know, a couple of years before that, Kevin Love had the issue with his shoulder in the round against Boston. That wasn't because of rest or lack thereof. That was just an injury. and injuries happen. You know, so it's all well and good to put forth the argument that because of the rest, these two teams are healthy. But honestly, that's not the answer. You could say they might not be tired because of the additional rest, that there's more spring in their legs, that they have a little more left in the tank because of the rest. But it the fact that they're not injured doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the rest. It might have a little to do with it. But, you know, coming down on somebody's foot or having a shoulder grabbed or, you know, whatever the circumstances are, that has nothing to do with rest. That has to do with action on the basketball court. So, you know, to equate one to the other is a little bit misleading. It might have something to do with it. I will grant you that. But not everything to do with it. So they're going to have to get it worked out. But, you know, if you're a Boston Celtic fan or you're a New York Knicks fan or you're a Memphis Grizzly fan and your guys are being sat, well, you're not benefiting. You're not in the finals. You know, that you can't do that. And the other aspect, of course, in the rest is whether or not teams that are towards the bottom of the league, what can you do about them tanking? Because there's no great illusion here. And again, you know, Mark Cuban can be a bit of a tool, but he's always honest. And one of the things he talked about was once they were out of the playoffs, they were, we're shutting it down. Not so much Dirk, not so much starting lineup guys. We're tanking. We want the better draft pick. You know, and all you got to do, I mentioned Mark Cuban, all you got to do is look at the Lakers. They dump Lou Williams to Houston. And Lou Aldang, Nick Young, and Timothy Mozgov find Pine. Now, I don't know if, you know, it would have made a difference because they sucked with him. They could suck without him. But, you know, they're going to have to figure out ways. One of the things is just change the draft lottery. They're gonna have to figure it out and figure out a way to keep these teams from tanking. And Silver made the point. He said, look, they've changed it five times over the 30-plus years of the lottery. And he's talking about forcing the rookies to go into the Gatorade Development League, the way they do in Europe with soccer. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you know, you have the Premier League, and if you don't finish in a certain level, you drop down to what would be the equivalent of the developmental league. They said they're not at that point. He goes, it would stop it. And boy, you know, you talk about lawsuits and all kinds of stuff. Could you imagine if you dropped the Knicks to the D League? Some would say that would be a good thing. They still probably wouldn't win a championship. But you know, talking about the fact if you drop them to the D League and move the team up, I don't know how you would do that. But, you know, it tanking is not good for the league. He addressed expansion. Said no plans to expand in the near future. I'm torn on this. There's a lot of damn good basketball players out there. There really are. It's tough to justify expanding the league. But I'll tell you what, I have to be honest, I wouldn't mind if they added two more teams. I mean, how could you argue against a team being in Buffalo or being in Tampa? You know, that Tampa-Orlando rivalry? That worked pretty damn good. And I know, by the way, back to Seattle as well. You know, tough stuff. Tampico right after this, and we'll continue with the basketball talk. Don't go anywhere.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
We ain't very smart, hanging around Tampico waiting for a job. Money's getting shorter every day, and pretty soon we're right back where we were, on the bum again. Pushing guys for dimes and sleeping around in freight cars.
Got any ideas?
Yeah. But why not try gold digging for a change? Well, it ain't any riskier than waiting around here for a break. And this is the country where the nuggets of gold are just crying for you to take them out of the ground, make them shine in coins on the fingers and necks of swell dames.
Welcome back to The Attack. Tampico update brought to you by the Weather Channel, weather.com. It'll save your ass. 80 degrees currently, feels like 87 in Tampico, Mexico. A high of 87, low of 77, so we've already passed that. 87% humidity, a dew point of 76%. Barometric pressure, 29.86 and rising. Visibility, 7 miles. Not so bad. Tampico, Mexico, it is the coolest city ever. Tampico, Illinois, not too shabby itself. 85 for high today, low of 62, 70 currently. Wind is out of the south at 2 miles an hour, 54% humidity, a dew point of 53%. Pressure, barometric, 30.08 inches, and it is rising as well. And you can see in the plains, you can see almost to Davenport, Iowa, because of the fact that the visibility is 10 miles. Tampico, Illinois, no longer the coldest city ever.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like, you know?
Yeah.
Shut up, sit down. You know, it's, again, we were talking NBA. We're going to continue to talk NBA because there are plenty of stories out there. Look, the NBA is a very, very healthy league. Adam Silver is a terrific commissioner. All joking aside, you know, you saw the NBA draft, and every time Stern came out, they'd boo him and everything else. David Stern put this league and built this league into a position. He's going to go down as one of the greatest commissioners in the history of major sports because of the fact that he positioned this league to be a global entity, do everything the right way. And guess what? They did. They truly have. He hands it off to Adam Silver. And guess what? Adam Silver hasn't mucked it up yet. And so long as he doesn't, they'll be okay. It's the revenue is going to keep coming in. And like I said before we went to the break, he's happy with the 30-team setup right now, as well he should be. All the teams are stable. Almost all the franchises are positioned to be worth somewhere around $1 billion. Some come in a little less. And maybe we'll do that next time around when we're talking basketball during the course of the finals. Is, you know, we've gone through the evaluation of the valuation, I should say, of National Football League teams and baseball teams. Well, NBA teams are not far behind. But if you're up in Seattle and you lost your Supersonics, you'd like to see them being willing to expand a little bit. You know, if you're in Tampa, Florida, I'm sure they would love to have a basketball team down there. And there's various other places around basketball, or, you know, major cities around, like, you know, Pittsburgh would be a nice one. You know, Buffalo would be a nice one. There's plenty of cities that would welcome an NBA team. And it wouldn't be so bad. There's just plenty of talent out there. I mean, that's the one thing. When you're looking at a 15-man roster and you look at the quality of talent that never even sees the league, and, you know, you'll say, Bob, you look at the players in the D-League and some of them make it up. And you say, well, if they're so good, why aren't they on NBA rosters? Well, first of all, not everybody chooses to go to the D-League. A lot of players go overseas. A lot of overseas players never come to the States. Number one, because they might not be completely comfortable in the U.S. and they like their own culture and lifestyle. They make really good money in those leagues over there. Not NBA money, but they make really good money. Usually, and the scenario hasn't really changed all that much, but I'll take it back to Jelly Bean Bryant. You know, he was making $500,000 a year, $750,000 a year. They provided him with a house, provided him with a car, private schools for Kobe. Well, you know, that ain't a bad lifestyle. But if they expanded by two teams or even four teams, which personally I would love to see, you know, that would be something really cool. That's what I would like to see. Four. And again, there'd be some struggles. But, you look at how OKC embraced first the New Orleans team. And then when Seattle, you know, couldn't come up with the money for the arena and, you know, all the struggleships of ownership and everything else. And they moved to OKC. OKC is a professional town now. That gave OKC the gravitas to make it happen. So, you know, I get why they don't want to, because you don't want to mess up a good thing. Everything's stable. But you also need to strike while the iron's hot and recognize that there are a lot of cities that are clamoring for a league that continues to grow. You know, baseball, as I said, it's stable, but it stopped growing. Nobody's clamoring for baseball expansion teams. There may be relocation from some places that don't particularly support their baseball teams as well as they should. But baseball, man, when baseball rolls into summer, people go to the ball games. It's a day out. You know, you get the idiots that bitch and moan about how long it takes to play a game. Nobody cares. You know, we've discussed this many times on these airwaves. Just embrace what you are. Game takes 2 hours and 30 minutes. That's great. Game takes 3 hours and 25 minutes. It's not optimum, but guess what? It's fine. All these little tricks and nuances that you want to add to the, oh, we put a pitch clock in. Stop. Please. Stop. Embrace it. It is what it is. Stop having so many commercials if you want to pick the game up. Oops, well, you can't do that. Of course you can't. But basketball is in a healthy, good state. And so long as they keep the league clean, and you know what I mean, deal with offenders harshly, because it's a privilege, not a right, to play in the National Basketball Association. They'll be fine. It would be nice if they could get, you know, the Knicks and the Lakers back to some level of prominence. We'll see whether that plays out or not. But, you know, other than that, Boston's healthy. They're a traditional franchise. They're playing great. League has LeBron. Clippers are relevant. Golden State is huge. You know, positive things going on in the world of basketball. And that's the other end of it, too. You know, we'll talk about that for a second. You know, is the fact that Golden State's a super team good for basketball? Well, hell yeah, it's good for basketball. And I'm so tired of having to put the argument forth. I don't care what the sport is. Right now, if you're watching football, the New England Patriots are the super team that everybody wants knocked off. They got a target on their back. When they play in the Super Bowl, the ratings are high. You may hate them. I don't. But you may. So what are you doing? You're watching, hoping they get knocked off. And that's fine. Baseball, it's always a rotation of different teams that are winning. The evil empire, if they're up there, everybody hates them. They want them to get knocked off. But they're good again. And that's good for baseball. Red Sox-Yankee rivalry? Yeah, that's good for baseball. That's good for the sport. That's good for TV ratings. That's good for seats in the fannies in the seats. Dodgers playing good ball? Yeah, that's good for baseball. Cardinals, Cubs, those rivalries. Yeah, that's damn good for baseball. There's a lot of great young players in baseball. And if you don't believe me, when we're having this conversation in August, and I'm talking about the Houston Astros, which I will be, I can guarantee you that. Those are great players. Not good, great. Well, same thing in basketball. It is littered with great players. Organizations will have to figure out how to adjust. Like I said, don't count on Golden State being able to keep that organization together, whether Kevin Durant takes less money or not. Because I have this sneaking suspicion, and I don't have any inside information here, but I have this sneaking suspicion that Klay Thompson if they keep this core group together, would like to go someplace else and be a key guy. Why not? Guy's a star. Now he's an afterthought. That's not because of his talent. Guy brings so much to the court, it's unbelievable. I love him on my team. Put him on the Nets. Happy to have you. Put him on the Knicks. Put him on the Miami Heat. Think the Miami Heat would like to have Klay Thompson? Think the Lakers? Think the Clippers? You want a player that could put him over the top? Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you some Klay Thompson. That'll get you there. And like I said, the Knicks trying to be relevant again. They're in talks with Portland, supposedly, to acquire one of their 2017 first-round draft picks. The Knicks have the number 8. Portland has 15, 20, and 26. That'd be interesting. Can't see Portland keeping all three. Well, first, you got to pay them. Second of all, you know, what are you going to do with them? There's only so many spots on the roster. Now, the Knicks, sitting at number 8, they're looking at Malik Monk, Dennis Smith Jr., and Frank Ntilikina. Ntilikina, my bad. You know, they've had Tony Bradley come in, Justin Jackson come in. They also have their second round pick. You know, if they could double up on their twos and get one of Portland's. You know, get the 20th for this year's deuce and next year's deuce. I got no issue with that. Portland be in a position cap-wise where they wouldn't have to pay him because they wouldn't be guaranteed contracts. They find a new guy there. Yeah, okay. We got a nugget. You know, they'd still have 2 number 1 picks. We'll see. We'll pick it up there and wrap it up there right on the other side. Tap on the brakes. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
And I don't know that Phil Jackson is doing that here in New York, but he might be. There's all kinds of possibilities. There are all kinds of things that happen on draft day. NBA draft, players get moved all the time. And the availability of some big stars out there, they are out there. Carmelo is a no trade, which mucks it up. But with that being said, he's a piece that can be moved. There are some teams that could use him. You know, Clippers certainly could use him to fill it up from the three. We'd see how that plays out. Portland could use a three, and they've got the multiple picks, but he would have to agree to go. You know, look, it's they don't want him, and in reality, he doesn't want to be here. I mean, he does, but he doesn't. He's given everything he has. They just haven't succeeded with him. You know, you can never knock Melo for lack of effort, but it's going to be built around Porzingis. They have to get quality pieces around him. He's got 2 years left in his rookie deal, and guess what? He wants to win. And that market for him is going to be huge. So they better get it right, the Knicks. Getting that additional Portland Trailblazer draft pick would be a good start to getting it right. Get some talent around this guy before it's too late. Well, that's it for the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Scott for making it all work. A little Tampico love in there as well. Enjoy your weekend. For everybody listening, I'm Bob Black, along with Joe Spano. Good day, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.